LLC presents the Lindenwood Colleges for the 1970s, a look at today's academic community. Lindenwood College for Women and Lindenwood College II, two colleges united in the pursuit of excellence, blending old and new to create a viable learning experience for today's concerned individual.
Something new has been added to the life of the colleges this year. An obvious outgrowth of the men's college has been the inauguration of intercollegiate soccer. Loyal students cheer on the sidelines as Lindenwood's first soccer team takes the field to play the NCAA championship team from St. Louis University. All Saturday soccer games, bonfires, parties, and dating. In Young Hall, the whir of the computer can be heard as students in the Center for the Undergraduate Study of Mathematics design programs to enhance their educational experience.
There are many characteristics which come in mind when you think about the Lindenwood Colleges. One of them is a quiet place to study in a secluded corner of the library or outside under a tree. A chance to enjoy the sound of silence.
Three ideas help describe the experiences that you can look forward to during your first year on the Lindenwood campus. Exploratory, human, unifying.
I was able to select courses in areas of specific interest to me during my first year. Not watered-down requirements that everyone must take, but a choice of solid introductory courses in departments ranging from the sciences to history, sociology, economics, and art.
Lindenwood is a different place and a place for differences. The faculty recognizes you as an individual and helps you recognize yourself, so you can learn about others, past and present, which often means learning their language as well as your own. Meanwhile, the whole Lindenwood community is learning with you, learning about one another together.
The Freshman Common Course brings together nine faculty members from nine different departments and outside lecturers like environmental biologist Dr. Barry Commoner.
We're talking about a sweeping change in which we suddenly decide to build all the sewage plants that are needed to find new ways of using fertilizer on the farm, to literally put every resource we've got into improving our transportation system.
The Common sets the pace for many courses at Lindenwood in its emphasis on student participation.
Well, I think it's very important. When did biodegradable enter your vocabulary?
How do you see the resolution of economic and ethical values in dealing with the problem of pollution?
I think the answer lies in recycling the raw materials which go into our manufactured products and making the reutilization of waste materials profitable.
Your approach may be practical, but does it really get at the basic moral issue?
I still think that the basic issue is human behavior. We aren't going to be able to make any progress until we can find a way to change attitudes about the real priorities facing mankind.
Yes, Bob, but now whose priorities are we talking about?
Well, I think it has to start with personal commitment. Like Dr. Commoner said in his lecture, here is a concern that he's been talking about for 20 years, and finally the country is beginning to pay attention.
A college cannot exist within itself. It must allow the students to hear firsthand the voices of people today. Lindenwood has entertained such distinguished guests as Kenneth Cox of the Federal Communications Commission, Angie Brooks, President of the United Nations General Assembly, and Daniel Moynihan, personal advisor to President Nixon.
President Brown, ladies and gentlemen, fellow colleagues, I don't know whether exactly to respond to you with respect to the Scranton Commission by silent acquiescence or by a vigorous affirmation.
KCLC-FM is a completely student-operated and managed radio station serving the greater St. Charles community.
We even reach a significant audience in North St. Louis.
KCLC-FM serves the entire community as one of three sources of news about local events and issues.
The
KCLC-FM Evening News, a summary of today's national and international news from the wires of the Associated Press, plus an exclusive First Capital report of state and local events. Followed by complete weather, sports, and market information, the Evening News is brought to you every Monday through Friday at this time on KCLC-FM.
A natural and relevant aspect of any good college is its extracurricular activities, whether it be the radio station, the clubs and organizations, drama, the honor societies, or the Lindenwood College's choir and orchestra at their annual Christmas concert.